The African church, growing, vibrant, and confident in the gospel, has tremendous untapped potential to reach this beautiful continent and beyond. Africa Inland Mission has long realized that reaching Africa's unreached with the gospel would be a task for the whole church, and we see African Christians as a crucial part of that labor force. The AIM African Mobilization Hub has been established to play its part in this movement. The hub does not provide a traditional approach to mobilizing, rather, it uses networks and partnering to facilitate the mobilization of African missionaries. The hub interacts, impacts, and learns from various different entities. The local church, training institutions, mission agencies, all denominations, parachurch, individuals, and the diaspora. We sent Joel Wilderson some questions about this African mobilization hub, which he kindly covered in this podcast.
So what is the African mobilization hub? And how did it come into existence? So it's basically it's a network of people from different organizations. It's not just AIM, working in, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa. We also work with people outside of Africa, North Africa, and the Arab world, sending business professionals, Africans, from their home churches to the Arab world in connection with other organizations. But our main thing is this network called the Hub came into existence through about 5 years ago through a guy named Tony Swanson. Many people in AIM were seeing a need of a specific ministry that could help come alongside African churches in helping them send their own people and raising awareness and training. So what does the Hub do? So we talk about three different levels on the Hub. We talk about level one being discovery, level two being developing, and level three being deployment. So what that means practically is discovering is basically building missions awareness in churches, in African individuals. We do that through things like the Kairos course, these showings of the distant boat, doing that through churches and, again, gatherings of Christians. Missions conferences. Another thing is developing. So doing that through training, through building capacity in local churches, through helping them set up their own missions committee in their churches, coming alongside, walking with them through that process. And level three is deployment. So deployment is basically sending. How can an African church send out their own missionary in conjunction with a sending agency or also through a secondment or an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, where they would join maybe an AIM team or possibly even another organization. So that's our level three. Yeah, and that's actually probably last year, that's where most of my work has been centered, is on the level three, developing a pipeline and ways to help African churches send their own missionaries. What are the challenges? There's lots of challenges. One is just helping churches see that missions isn't the foreigner's job. It's not the Wazungu, the white man's job. It is a call on the African church. The Great Commission is for the African church as well, and God is raising up many, many, many African churches to send and African missionaries to go. Other challenges are support. Many African workers choose to use usually a self-support model or a partial support model where they maybe have a job, maybe they're doing business as mission, different ways than what we've seen from the traditional support model that many of us have used from Western countries. Another challenge would be just the training aspect. Not Bible schools, but more so missions training courses. People seeing outside of their tribe, outside of their people group, outside of their country. People being concerned for Muslims. Churches getting a vision that Muslims can be reached with the gospel. What are the joys? The joys are how strategically positioned the African church is in reaching the remaining unreached people groups. There's so much power in the African church. There's so much power in the African culture, the African people. They're so relational, they're so flexible, They're so, like I said, uniquely positioned for the Great Commission to help finish the task. So for me, a big joy is just walking with them, being in this equipping, empowering role to help them do this. Watching a church read through the scriptures or do a Kairos or a perspectives course and all of a sudden realize that the gospel is for that neighboring tribe, or they can be part of the Great Commission. They don't need to have what they think is enough money, or they don't need to have the support of a Western donor. They can use the resources they have to be involved in the Great Commission. So that is a joy for me. What are your hopes for the future of the Hub? A big hope is to really have a clear pathway to be able to instruct African churches where you can send people through this agency or this indigenous agency. We have a Kenyan agency called Gen 12, the Mission Campaign Network with Sam Ngugi, all these other partners that we work with in Rwanda, in Malawi, in Burundi, in Uganda, what we're really trying to focus on is create these clear pathways in which missionaries can be sent, either working on AIM teams through secondments and MOUs, but also formally through mission sending African agencies, or through more informal ways, whether it's business as mission, helping to connect Africans with jobs in North Africa or the Arab world, and then helping them connect to a church planting team in that city. Level 3 is a lot of hopes and plans for the deployment, the level 3 deployment aspect of the Hub. We're also passionate about level 1 and level 2 with training and building capacity in African churches. But there's a lot of good things happening with that, a real need that has been identified by AIM leadership. And by the Hub is this level 3 sending. So how can we pray for you in the Hub? Pray for creativity. Pray for that God would fan the flame of the African church, that he would raise up more missionaries and missions-minded churches to support them. And pastors that can preach mission-centered messages. And pray for prayer warriors. Pray for just an African missionary movement. It's already happening. And pray for AIM to know clearly what is our role in coming alongside of this missionary force. Where do we fit in? How best are we used in this little piece of God's great mission that he's doing in Africa? So, thank you.
Thanks, Joel. One final question. Do you have any stories of working with a church in Africa from no mission vision to sending a missionary to an unreached group, something like that?
Yeah. One that just comes to my mind right away is my experience last couple of years with a church in Zambia, where they had sent a young couple from this church in Zambia to work on the Muslim coast of Tanzania. And it was just a really good, we learned a lot, the church did, AIM did, about how to work with this church, how to work with the missionary, what are the member care needs of an African missionary, how are they similar or different than some of our traditional ways that we've done things in AIM. It was a success story, but also I think we learned that we need to be a lot more sensitive to communication between the African missionary and the sending church, because there's lots of room for miscommunication. There's different cultures at play here, and sometimes when AIM can get in the mix, we can mess things up easy if we're not careful. Mm-hmm. So, but that was one thing that was a success story for me and on the Hub. Yeah, there is some other success stories of just, I can think in my mind of the Burundi Missionary Alliance, the Missions Alliance, call it the BMA in Burundi.
Mm-hmm.
Burundi is such a unique country, landlocked, one of the poorest countries in Africa, but God is doing a new thing there where he's unifying different denominations, and they've created an alliance to not only reach out contextually to the Muslims in their country, but also think about sending missionaries outside of Burundi into the Francophone countries.
Mm.
And that's whenever you see churches working together from different denominations and seeing that unity happen, you know God is on the move.
Wonderful. Yeah. Joel, thank you.
Thank you.
The Distant Boat is an AIM-produced feature-length movie inviting African churches to embrace their unique opportunity in reaching Africa's unreached peoples. The two-hour film is available free for download in multiple languages. Additional resources to spur engagement with congregations and small groups are also available. Connect to this award-winning resource at www.distantboat.com. Get in touch with your questions or to partner with AIM.